This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, which is 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features there are totally free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's FreeTalkLive.com. Starting things out by rolling right into the phone calls. Let's talk to Mark in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Mark, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Can you hear me okay?
We got you fine. What's on your mind?
I think it was not last Saturday, Saturday before that, the guy was calling in on your guys' show from Indy talking about the property tax increase here.
Oh, yeah. You guys actually are going to have a city property tax, right?
Yeah. It's well, it's probably, you know, what cities do. I mean, cities do this and outside surrounding communities follow in suit.
Right. I thought it was just a New York City thing.
Right now, they're talking about, like, Congress going back in session, reassessing the homes and all that. And I'm just like, well, wake up and smell the coffee, you guys. You guys have been paying this already, you know. And you're trying to come to the bottom of this and everything. I'm like, well, in order to come to the bottom, you've got to ask the origin of these concepts. What is taxation, you know? It's slavery. Go ahead and not pay the property tax increase, you know.
Yeah, see what happens.
Yeah, confiscation.
Yeah, go ahead and don't pay it and then see what happens, right?
Yeah, and I just want to ask these people, when does it stop? When is your threshold? When are you going to actually have to, God forbid, you know, cancel your golf outings, put down your iPod, and stand up for your values, you know, your principles, and say, we've had enough.
That's a fair question.
Come, you know, try and take our money from us, see what happens. There's going to be some extremely, you know, major problems here. It's insane. Then people, you know, a lot of this is over, well, we already have, of course, a Soviet-style education system here, but
yep.
Property taxing, you know, that's what that goes towards. But the rest is for crime, and I'm like, well, you got to ask yourself, what is a crime? You know, when we got this fallacious war on drugs, it's completely unnecessary.
Yep, it's absorbing a ton of police manpower and time.
Well, yeah, and I'm like, look, you've got cops dying, innocent people dying, people involved in a business transaction killing each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, market prices going through the roof, wasted taxpayer dollars. All this is insane.
Yep.
Pay attention, people. You know, and now people are talking about, oh, you know, Democrats are in office now. We won't elect Republicans. They won't raise taxes. Are you kidding? Yeah, they will.
Anyone saying that apparently just hasn't ever paid attention to anything that has gone on in the world of politics.
Yeah, and they're talking, oh, we'll have protests and debates and forums. Government doesn't care about that. They'll just make up whatever, you know, law or rule they want to and come and arrest you. They could care less what you do, you know?
Damn right. You know, I love your question, and I think it's a great question, and I think more people should be asked it, and more people should really have to think about their answer. And that question
is
too much? Yeah, where is your threshold? Where is your line in the sand? At what point is the taxation too oppressive for you? Because right now, we're being taxed at all levels, federal, state, and local. People could make an argument for as little as 60%. Maybe even higher than that. It doesn't seem like it because you don't get the bill for all 60% at once. But over time, paying all the different taxes that we do pay, these governments are sucking us dry. And
yeah,
it's never enough. It's always, we need more money for this, more money for that, more money for this.
I can tell some of these people, I'm like, stay up in the news, stay up in the news. I've been, you know, telling people about, you know, the message of liberty, you guys showing all that stuff, and Edney Lane Brown, Ron Paul, and all them, and I'm like, get involved. It's been around you forever now, the last 100, 150 years. And I'm just like, once you really realize what's going on, it's hard to be optimistic. It sounds depressing, but it is. The government finds any reason possible. Crime, because who's going to say, oh, we don't, you know, we shouldn't fund crime. Well, no, you got to take a bigger look. What is crime, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, how do you define crime? Because there's so many so-called crimes that no one's being harmed.
Yeah, everything's illegal.
Yeah, everything's being illegal. And we were talking earlier about the money, too, because your state and your town cannot print money, but the feds can. So what happens when the state and local governments lose their purchasing power? Well, they squeeze you for the money.
Right, and then we're all being squeezed out of our freedoms and our liberty, and it's just disgusting. And a lot of people are apathetic. They think they can just dodge the government or ignore it as much as possible. But the government doesn't think that way about you.
Well,
the government's not going to ignore you. They're going to continue targeting you with more and more oppression, more and more rules, more and more regulations, and more taxation.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't stop. The government never lets go. As long as they got the power, they're not going to. And whether or not they're putting a price in charge, it doesn't matter. You know, people like Republicans are supposed to be for limited government. No, they're not. And Democrats aren't going to do anything about the war on drugs. They're all in cahoots with each other. It's just they're drunk with power. And as long as people are going to be a threat and say, come take it from me, you know?
It seems like the only difference between the two parties now is the flavor of their wealth redistribution scheme.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're both tyrannical. One's just more fascist, one's more socialist. That's it.
Pretty much.
And, you know, this word about reform, I'm just sick and tired of that one, too. It's like, no, you guys are actually free to do whatever you want, believe it or not. You tell people that and they're just appalled now. You're like, as long as you don't harm someone or their property, you can really do whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how it should be.
It gets to be, you got to be so principled. I mean, they were talking about the immigration thing here, and there was like a protest here with immigrants a while ago, and they were saying they shouldn't be able to do that. And I'm like, well, if the road was privatized, you're right. Technically, they couldn't, you know. And they looked at me like I was a kook. I was like, you guys got to get it for too
right.
long.
Right, well, it's because that...
apathy doesn't pay, you know.
It's because that communistic mindset has been so ingrained by this government education system into the American people that people like you and I are looked at as crazy when we talk about returning to private property, when we talk about getting roads and all these other services, so-called, out of the hands of the state and putting them back into the marketplace and providing them on a voluntary basis. For some reason, we're the nut jobs for advocating volunteerism, and they're completely sane for supporting the coercive state. It's so backwards. This country is so backwards from the way it should be. It's really just it's sad, and I totally sympathize with you and understand how you feel, the frustration you feel, which is why I'm in New Hampshire now.
You know, middle class people, whatever, they're frustrated. And they're like, do I have a right to be? And I'm like, well, of course you are. I'm like, look at, you know, I tell them, let me ask you this: what would happen if you didn't pay this? You're going to have to allocate certain amount of your funds to this, the property tax increase, no matter what the government says. So, you know, people can protest all they want, but the government doesn't care. I mean, that and these public debates on talk radio, government doesn't care about those.
Nope.
They just laugh, you know?
You know, I'd be interested to see what the new assessments on property are going to be when property values are dropping like rocks all around the country.
Well, what they're doing now, I've read, you know, stuff in the local media here, and they're talking about, you know, a home at $150,000 could be reassessed at $200,000, but then there's so many, I mean, people are screaming about all this stuff, but it's like, well... I guess, what would happen in, I guess, like, you know, people can, I guess, give a smart-ass title towards New Hampshire, calling it, like, Gulch, you know?
They could. It's not quite yet.
Being like a libertarian paradise, but what would you guys do? I mean, because, yeah, protests and public discussions sound okay, but you guys know damn well the bureaucrats don't care there, and you guys don't have the sale, or, a lot of people here, of course, talking about the national sales tax stuff. Fair tax deal, and you guys don't have sales tax or income. You just have property, right?
That's pretty much the case. Yeah, there's a meal tax here, and there's a tax on buying cars and houses, but
hotel rooms.
But yeah, generally that's pretty much the basics.
What would happen if they decide to increase it? I mean, what would you guys do? You know what I mean?
Well, there's a lot of tight-fisted people here who won't put up with it because we have we have town meetings here. That's a lot of things are done at the town level. But, you know, you can do something about it. You can vote with your feet.
That's true. Now, let me give you an example of something that's been happening here recently. In the area where we live, the Cheshire County area, there's one particular school board that continues to put the same ballot measure on the ballot over and over again. They've done it something like 7 or 8 times in the past few years, or past couple years or something like that. And so they keep putting this ballot measure on, this increasing spending, and the voters keep going out and voting it down. So that's what happens. You're right. The politicians completely ignore the will of the people. They completely ignore what people want, and they keep putting it up there. Now, they have to do that here in New Hampshire because it has to go through the voters, thank goodness. In many other areas of the country, they wouldn't have to do that. They would just go and increase their budgets and then increase the taxes. But it just shows you sort of the mentality of a lot of the people here in New Hampshire, the small government mentality that still exists.
As long as there's some kind of bedrock of law that limits them, like a constitution that says you can't do this. You can't do all these things. You can only do this. I really like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know much about
limited by some kind of document, you know?
I don't know. We all know how well documents limit governments. Just look at the Constitution and the federal government. So even if it's...
I guess if we're really vigilant, like populists, would have to be.
That's really what it is.
We're libertarians moving there to keep government small.
Right. That's really what it is, and that's the critical factor here in New Hampshire. We just have more people that care here. We have more people that are willing to be activists, and more are moving in every single day as part of the Free State Project. And great call. We really appreciate you making it, Mark, and hope to hear from you again. 800-259-9231. That's why I'm here. Because I was sick and tired of having my efforts diluted down in Florida, having virtually no one to be aligned with on a pro-liberty front. And there's so many people here, I can pick and choose my battles. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ted Anderson for Midas. July 11th, 2007. Gold 663.30. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 684.73, 337.85 for half, 168.93 for quarter. That's 684.73, 337.85, and 168.93. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features completely free, including live streams, broadband version, dial-up version of the show, both available free at FreeTalkLive.com. And as the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's D2Z.org. So we just got off the phone with Mark in Indianapolis, and could you hear the frustration in his voice?
Oh, yes. That's how I felt when I lived in California.
He was sick and tired. sick and tired of this government insanity, continuing to do what it always does best, and that is grow, get bigger, more intrusive, more oppressive, more expansive than it ever has been in the past. And I think it really is an important question that he asked, and I'd like to ask it again and ask you to respond at 800-259-9231. What's your breaking point? At what point of taxation has it become too much? Local taxes, state taxes, federal taxes, whatever. You're being burdened by the state governments, and of course somebody will inevitably get on the air and say, well, we're getting services for these taxes. I feel like I'm getting services. I'm sorry. That's fine if you're getting your services. You can go ahead and pay your taxes if it makes you feel good, but I don't feel like I'm getting good value for my money. I don't feel like, in fact, I don't even want their services. I don't want the services of the federal government. I've never contracted to utilize their services. I'm not interested in it. I'm not interested in supporting their bureaucracy and the awful, evil, terrible things they do in your name with your dollars. I don't want any of their so-called services. The IRS, the Internal Revenue Service. I don't feel like being serviced by you guys anymore. Thanks, but no thanks. Goodbye. State services. I mean, I'm not really interested in anything the state government has to provide either. Now, the local governments say, you know, they build some roads. Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
Some of them pick up the trash. Some of them fix the potholes.
I pay gas taxes. Roads. I pay my property taxes because I understand that some of that money is going to the... But, you know, the federal government, I have no use for it. So I want to know from you, at what point will you feel like Mark in Indianapolis? At what point will you be pushed too far? At what point will you stand up and say, enough is enough? What can I do to stop this insanity? 800-259-9231. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the Amplifier line in Tennessee. Hey, Gene.
Hey, Gene.
Hi. I wanted to explain to you guys how this surveillance society is going to come about.
Okay.
And I've said for years now that technology is both our greatest friend and our worst nightmare.
Yes, you're right about that.
As long as I can control my computers and my surveillance systems, they're fine, and currently, I mean, even in my home, I have a DVR with some cameras set up.
Mm-hmm.
So every place you go nowadays, you are on somebody's camera. You can't go fill up your gas tank. You can't go to the bank. You can't go to Walmart or even the convenience store.
Well, now that's okay, because I feel good about being under surveillance at private businesses, because I understand I'm under surveillance to help keep costs down by preventing theft and help keep me safe in the parking lot, that sort of thing.
That's fine, and let me tie all this together here. Now, you go to the doctor, and most, probably about half of the doctor's office these days have what's called a electronic file system. They no longer keep paper files on you when you go in. Everything is electronic.
Mm-hmm.
So in their computer system, in their office, under their control, are all of your medical records. What you've been in for, you know, what you've said to the doctor
confidence.
Confidence. Everything that you have is in those files. Now, some, you know, a good portion of doctor's offices haven't yet converted, but they will. It's only a matter of time.
Okay.
Because it's efficient, it's very nice, it's a nice tool for them to have.
Well, we already know the feds are after that information, we already know that much.
Well, here's all they need to do now. Once all these things are in, everybody's got their little DVR systems with their cameras, they've got their electronic files, electronic bank records, electronic medical records. Those are all privately controlled. Now, all the government does, it doesn't cost them a penny, and it's not the government, and I hate to use that term, because all the people that are in power have to do is pass some phony baloney law and write it down on a piece of paper and scare everybody into thinking that now they have to hook all of their systems up to the Internet and make them accessible to the government. Now, the government...
Right. That's what they're talking about doing in New York with the cameras in the businesses.
Right. So it doesn't cost them anything. Now, nobody...
No, they'll put the cost burden on the business owner. They'll say, you either comply or you'll be fined.
Most businesses won't have any cost because they've already got the systems in place.
Well, it'll take... Now, that depends, because some of the surveillance systems are fairly antiquated. You're dealing with closed-circuit television systems, cameras that are just routed into a time-lapse VCR.
Right.
That's going to take some conversion and some hardware upgrades.
Those will need a hardware upgrade, but most systems now are DVRs. So, but most DVRs really aren't Internet ready. But they will require an internet-ready card or whatever to your DVR so that they can remotely control your machine. Now, nobody's going to look. Nobody has the time to look at 29 billion cameras. Nobody can do that. But what they can do is when they know that you made a credit card transaction on a certain date in a certain place, if people keep their DVR records for, say, 2 weeks or whatever, they can go back and draw that information from that person's DVR, look at who's doing what, and, I mean, they can keep all of your financial records. They know everything you've purchased, every place you've been. They will, I mean, this surveillance society is less than 5 years away, I think. You know, within 5 years, we're going to have the surveillance society that's going to make everybody's worst nightmare. The government will, or Bush and his buddies will pass
along. Well, now, it may be 5 years away in big cities like New York or L.A. or something like that. I think it's going to be a little bit longer before smaller areas of the country follow suit. But I can definitely agree with you in general.
Medical records, for instance, they already file all claims electronically.
Right.
That's all available through the, you know, the government can snoop on all those things so they know everything you've done.
And, of course, they're doing everything they can to dissuade people from using cash and that sort of thing and using credit and encouraging them to use credit cards. And that way they're and absolutely everything they do is tracked.
Right. And your tax records and all that are all going to be open.
But, Gene, if you don't have anything to hide, then what are you so concerned about?
Oh, well, I've got a bit to hide, and I think everybody does. And I don't think that that's a very good argument, and people need to realize that there's a reason for privacy, and privacy is because everybody's imperfect. Nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody does those things that they don't want anybody else to know about. It's like those that DC Madam in her phone list. I downloaded all those just for the heck of it. I don't know why. I'm never going to use them, but I want to have those numbers just in case somebody tries to, you know,
right.
Manipulate the data and stuff. The more people that have that on their computers, the better.
And another important factor about privacy, and Gene, great call. Thanks for making it. 800-259-9231. Another important factor about privacy is that even if you really aren't doing anything wrong, or rather against the law, because there are many things that are against the law that aren't necessarily wrong, but even if you aren't doing anything that's against the law today, that doesn't mean that people with different political interests and motivations won't get elected and then change the law to criminalize the behavior that was completely legal a day beforehand or last year or whatever, and then make it so that you are doing something that's against the law when the security veil, as they're calling it in New York City, is already down upon you, and they make those changes, then you're caught. You're screwed at that point. So even if you aren't breaking the law, you should stand up for the privacy of others. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the spot. Sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web, at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm still curious about what your line in the sand is. At what point has enough become enough? At what point has the government grown far too large and to the point where you're willing to stand up and do something about it? 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features that we give them away. The updates are included. You get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. If we get a chance, I want to talk about the insane new smoking bans that have been proposed in two California, two towns or cities in California. But first, I want to go to a phone call, or actually a voicemail message. We had a call last night. Wayne, you weren't here, but we were talking about a variety of different things that were stemming from sort of police corruption and inevitably ended up touching on the war on drugs and, you know, different topics that stem from that main issue. And Nikki called in from our new affiliate out in Santa Cruz, KSCO out there, and she was pretty upset. Nikki did not like what she heard. She is, I guess, a former security officer, has worked with the cops. She didn't like us talking bad about her friends in the police. And she didn't really want to have much of a conversation with us when she called in. She just wanted to say her piece and sort of move on, which kind of bugs me, because when you're calling a talk show, it's not supposed to be a lecture panel. It's supposed to be, you know, a conversation.
An exchange.
Yeah, and ideas being transferred between one and another. You don't have to necessarily agree, but let's talk. Well, apparently Nikki called the station's comment line and left a message. And I was passed the message by the station manager and owner, Michael Zwirling. And I wanted to make sure with him. I said, well, wait a minute, Michael. I'm not going to put something like this on the air. He didn't suggest I put it on the air. I asked him if I could. I said, I want to make sure I've got permission, because if there wasn't a disclaimer on this comment line that said this call could be used on air, then I'm not going to do it. Then I'll just talk about the call. But there was that disclaimer. So I want to play for you Nikki's allegations, the call that she made to it's not a complaint line, it's a comment line. In fact, when you call the comment line, it specifically says, we at KSCO are not taking complaints anymore. Thanks very much. So it's interesting how she starts her complaint. Here it is.
Hi, Michael. I'm not trying to complain necessarily, but this is Nikki, and I called up this radio program that was on here. I think they're coming out of being broadcast through Minnesota, from the East Coast somewhere, New England, or some kind of thing. I don't know. If there's any way that you can refill that spot with something else, gosh, I hope that you do, because the type of things that they are spreading is that all drugs are okay.
Okay. I'm going to have to rebut that one, first and foremost. Have you ever heard me say on this show, Wayne, that all drugs are okay?
No.
I can tell you, I didn't say it last night. I've listened to last night's episode. Pretty sure I didn't say it. I've reviewed it. And I understand where Nikki's coming from on this. I think she's a brand new listener. We've been on the air for all of a week and a half there in Santa Cruz. And I can understand, because when you come across these ideas for the first time, they're pretty iconoclastic. They're pretty idea-destroying. That's what iconoclasm is.
Well, they say that in times of universal deceit, that telling the truth is revolutionary.
Right. And so we were talking about, and she accused us last night of being one-sided, because we were talking bad about the cops, talking about some of the awful things that some police officers around the country have done. And okay, are we one-sided? Well, I have my opinions about the police, but we always take calls from anybody that has anything they want to say about the cops.
Yeah.
It's not like we're screening out pro-police calls. We take calls from police officers on this show. We've done that in the past. So it's not a one-sided thing. It's just that the side of the story showing the cops as corrupt doesn't get reported on enough. So really, one could make the argument that the news media in general is pretty one-sided toward the police by lavishing them with praise and very rarely critiquing them and that sort of thing.
And glorifying them. And, you know, I think most of us listening, including myself, have had positive experiences with police officers and negative. If you've ever gone to traffic court, I've had police officers lie in traffic court.
Sure, cops lie all the time. Now, I don't want to get deep into the cop issue again, because we hit it heavy last night.
Yeah.
But I wanted to rebut her claim that we said that all drugs are okay, that all drugs are good. And no, that's not the case. I've never advocated that people use drugs on this show. What I did say last night was that the government has lied about ecstasy. And that's true. As far as what I can tell, as far as the research and the independent reporting that's been done on it, ABC News did an excellent mainstream report on ecstasy a few years ago. I think it was in the early part of this decade. And it was a Peter Jennings report. And they really covered both sides of the coin. They interviewed the DEA, and they interviewed some people that knew a little bit more than the DEA did about that particular drug. Did I advocate its usage on the air? No, I specifically said I'm not recommending it. But I'm not going to be dishonest and claim I haven't used it. I have. And so that's just it. Sometimes people, they just want to close their ears to the real world, close their eyes to the real world and pretend like these things aren't going on. Like we were talking about high school and college parties last night. And Nikki had called in to advocate that the government should be going in to shut those things down. That's a good thing, that, you know, arresting college kids and high school kids for having a little bit of fun is a desirable thing. And I respectfully disagree. I think that that arresting kids for that sort of thing, for underage drinking and the like, just engenders disrespect and hatred towards the police.
Yeah.
And if the police want respect, they need to start treating young people with respect.
Well, I see a lot of congressmen getting pulled over and busted for causing car accidents from being drunk behind the wheel.
Sure.
We hear about that all the time.
Man, then they get a slap on the hand.
They get a slap on the hand, but the college kids who can ill afford to even fight these things get arrested, even if they're trying to be responsible and drinking in their dorm room or something.
I've never said on this show in the past,
all drugs are okay. Police.
Never said that all drugs are okay. I have said that I understand that kids and adults will do drugs, regardless of their legal or illegal status. And because I realize that, because I understand that the war on drugs is completely futile and a tremendous waste of police time, resources, and taxpayer dollars, and waste of lives for those people that get caught up in it and get arrested and thrown in jail cells and their lives ruined, beyond all of that, I have advocated that people be safe about the drugs that they use. Because I'm a realistic person. I know people use drugs. I know people who use drugs. They're upstanding members of society. They're productive members of society, and one thing's for sure, they will not be producing if they're in a jail cell.
Yeah. I think I mentioned this to you before, Ian, that I personally don't believe in putting things like that in my body. However, I can see very clearly that the war on drugs is hurting and killing more people than the drugs themselves.
There's no doubt about it.
And there's a lot of drugs that are being aggressively eradicated all the time that actually, if they were legal, some of the real nasty ones like crystal meth wouldn't even be around.
It's true. One could very easily make the case that crack cocaine would never have come into existence if it were not for the war on drugs.
Yeah, if you were allowed to just chew on coca leaves, you know, that's what they do in South America. They serve them in bars.
So I advocate on this show that people who are going to use drugs do so carefully, that they do their research. They go to great websites like Arrowhead.org and read up on the things. Don't just take the government's word for it. Yeah, in some cases, these drugs really are bad. Crystal meth, bad news. Crack cocaine, bad news, awful. But, you know, in some of the cases, they're overblown. Some of the cases, the claims are just completely based on false information, studies that were funded by the government to find out, you know, exactly what the government wanted them to find out, that sort of thing. Be objective about it. Look at all the information out there. And don't just stop and say, well, the government must be right about these things. It's the government. No, it's the government. They're known for lying.
Right. And many people believe that the reason why marijuana was originally criminalized was actually to get hemp out of the way, because you had these special interests who owned timber.
Industry.
And industry, right, that wanted hemp gone so they could sell their cotton
right.
or their timber.
That's the backstory they don't tell you in government high school.
Right.
And it's absolutely legitimate. It's researchable. It's traceable. And it's historical. So that's the perspective I take on drugs. I don't advocate that people use drugs, but I understand that people do use drugs and will continue to use drugs. In fact, America, by and large, loves its drugs. Look at America. Look at all the alcohol they consume. You don't think that's a drug? It alters your state of being.
Cigarettes, too.
Cigarette, nicotine, caffeine, marijuana. Those are the four most popular recreational drugs in the country. One of them's illegal for everyone. The others are illegal for certain people in age ranges. And all of them are being used by whoever the hell wants to use them, regardless of the fact that they're facing jail time for it. Let's talk about reality. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live, and more of Nikki's message coming up.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade?
You can join us online. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? And shop with us at Amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, you know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer. 41 categories to shop and everything from their huge selection of books all the way to their brand new grocery store. That's right, they sell groceries at Amazon now. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, enter through that portal, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So you've got to do the shopping anyway. You might as well do it at amazon.freetalklive.com. We're in the middle of playing a voicemail message that was left on the comment line at one of our affiliate stations in the Santa Cruz, San Jose area, KSCO, from a caller that called the show last night. She was very upset at us, pretty upset at us last night, and seemed as though she was even more upset when she called the comment line. But she completely misrepresents our positions on the issues, and it's understandable. She didn't even know where we were broadcasting from, so it's clear she hasn't been listening for very long, nor has she been listening very carefully. And when you're emotionally invested in your positions, whatever your viewpoint is, when you've got that emotional investment and somebody is out there on the radio challenging your viewpoints, it can be very difficult when you're that deeply in, dug in, to really comprehend and understand what it is the person on the other side of the radio is saying to you. And these ideas take a long time to sink in. I mean, it took me 7 years of reading and learning and understanding until I got to the point where I am today. Wayne, I'm sure it's been quite a process for you as well.
Yeah, definitely.
When did you discover these principles, and how long did it take you to really come to understand them?
You know, the light bulb went on for me when I lived in California, and I could see that the socialist state was far more advanced there than it was in places I'd been previously.
Mm-hmm.
And in Hawaii, to some degree, too, there were a lot of regulations, a lot of anti-business regulations there. But California, I always felt like the state was looking down over my shoulder about everything.
And when was that? When were you in Cali?
I was in Cali from the late 80s to the late 90s.
And then when would you say you really sort of took that and developed that mindset to the point where you're at today? I mean, has it been a constant process, or was there a point where you can say, yeah, I reached this 7 years ago or whatever?
Well, I think it's been an ongoing process. And it also, you go through periods when you have a family and you have other things you have to do, where you go through periods where you do a lot of studying and researching.
Right.
And then you have other times where you have to kind of set it aside and get some other things done.
Right. And, of course, the more you listen to Free Talk Live, the more different issues you'll hear us address. And inevitably, you're going to agree with us on some things. Inevitably, you're going to say, yeah, right on. I'm totally with you. And hopefully you'll be able to take that agreement, extract the principle of non-initiation of force from it, and learn how to apply that to other issues mm-hmm. that we might not have even talked about, or that you might not have even come across before. So as you listen to more Free Talk Live, you'll come to understand that. But in the very beginning, inevitably, there's going to be a very emotional backlash from some people, some listeners, who just don't get it. They haven't taken the time to really think it through, and it's a message that needs to be repeated and thought about over time. So I understand where Nikki's coming from in her frustration, and I understand how she misinterpreted what we said. And I want to play just a little bit more of her message here as we respond to it. This was left on KSCO's listener voicemail thing.
All drugs are okay. Police should never be allowed to arrest young people for anything.
Okay, I didn't say that either last night. I want to make sure very clear here. I didn't say police shouldn't be able to arrest young people for anything. If a young person is harming another person or doing damage to property, stealing something, hurting someone else or their property.
Go get them.
Go after them and throw the book at them, okay? Make them pay restitution. Make them make good on the damage that they've done. That's absolutely fine with me. But if a young person isn't harming another person, if a young person is smoking a joint, if a young person is drinking alcohol, if a young person is having sex, if a young person is gambling, these are all things that do no harm to others. Now, one could make the argument that the person's harming himself. Okay, fine. You can make that argument. But individuals should be free to choose for themselves what they do with them, with their life, what they put into their bodies, so long as they don't bring harm to others. Now, if you don't like what kids are doing and you're a parent, well, it should be your responsibility to keep tabs on them and understand what they're doing and effectively communicate to them that what they're doing you disagree with is wrong and that you'll be punished internally within the family for, removing privileges and that sort of thing. But please, I'm not interested in funding the arrest of young people for doing things that don't hurt others. That's not something that interests me. I don't think it makes society better. I think it makes it worse. I think that when you raid a college party or a high school party where people are drinking underage, it puts kids in, they hate the cops when those things happen, and that sort of mentality will just continue throughout the rest of their lives.
That's right. And you're creating this cycle of victims and aggressors, back and forth, back and forth.
Yep. And it's not going to stop them. It doesn't stop them. If you raid one party, they just go to a different party the next weekend, and they're a little more careful about who they invite. And they're a little more careful about, who is attending and that sort of thing. They just dig deeper underground, just like with raves, for instance. A lot of people get very upset about people that go to raves. Oh, these kids, they're dancing and having fun. We can't have that. Well, when you make raves illegal, as many towns and areas in the country have done, when you make them illegal, you drive them underground. They don't go away. They just go to, shoddy locations, dangerous areas, industrial zones with, scummy people around in warehouses, which could be, not fire safe and not have the correct plumbing. I mean, who knows? All kinds of dangerous things can happen. These underground promoters don't provide water at their events. They shut off the sinks in the bathroom so kids can't get water. So they dehydrate themselves when they're on the drugs that they inevitably are going to take. They dehydrate themselves. They can't get water, and they can't help themselves feel better, and they can't live through the experience because you've made it illegal for them to have the fun they want to have. So please, can we just get a grip on reality and understand that these things are going to go on whether or not they're illegal? And can't we just help kids understand what's right and what's wrong without threatening them with a jail cell? Can't we just be a little more creative than that? That's all I'm talking about. Anyway, just to play the rest of her message here.
I hope you listen to today's show. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. Even the people on your staff, they were so irritated by hearing what these guys were saying. So, oh my.
Isn't that interesting? She actually apparently speaks for the entire staff of the KSCO radio station. How many people do you think that she interviewed on the staff before she made that statement? Mm-hmm. One? Two?
It already sounded like she was painting with a pretty broad brush before that statement.
Well, anyway, Nikki, I hope you're listening this hour, and I hope you continue to listen to Free Talk Live. If it infuriates you, all the more reason to listen. But inevitably, you're going to find things you agree with us on. And if you've been agreeing with us on a lot of things, inevitably, you're going to find something you disagree with us on. And stick with us and call in if you disagree. We love hearing from dissenters.
Isn't it funny how this country's become so polarized that as soon as somebody hears one little snippet of something they disagree with, they automatically assume that person's a member of the other party?
The other party, right. Which none of us are members of any of those parties.
That's right.
The big two. Let's continue with the calls. Let's go to Steve in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Steve, what's on your mind?
How you doing today?
Great. What's up?
Hey, just wanted to talk about the illegal drug situation.
Yes, sir.
And it's pretty sad, with the marijuana. I mean, kids shouldn't have it, but
they do.
Yeah, they're going to get it, and the means they go to get it, it's going to be in an environment where other drugs are going to be available.
Absolutely.
Possibly marijuana is not going to be available, so they'll take whatever they can get.
The government's own Institute of Medicine study in 1999 found that the reason why marijuana is a gateway drug, if it can even be called that, and they said it's not a gateway drug, but the reason why it is because it's sold in concert with other hard drugs by drug dealers who are interested in pushing the harder stuff on young people, and you're absolutely right about that, Steve.
Yeah, and, you know, if it was in the store, sold legally, it would, you know, it would be a gateway drug, but to things like cigarettes and alcohol, it wouldn't be, you know, associated with, you know, hillbilly heroin and methamphetamines and things like that, so...
Dead on accurate, Steve.
You know, they just, I don't know, they need to... Stop hurting us and help us. So.
They really do. They're not helping. 750,000 people were arrested for marijuana last year in this country alone. That's the that's greater population than many states have. None of those people were helped. They were just helped out of their money and helped into a jail cell, and it doesn't do a damn thing to make their lives better. Thanks for the call, Steve. Appreciate it. Let's roll into Dave in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave. Dave in Georgia going once. Do we have Dave? Dave? Dave and George are going twice.
I heard him.
Well, goodbye, Dave. Thanks for the attempt. But Steve's absolutely right about that. Having drugs be illegal means that people in search of illegal drugs, the lighter stuff like marijuana, are inevitably going to come in contact with drug users and drug dealers who are utilizing the more hard products.
And more expensive, too. Oh, I don't have any pot today, but I do have this crack. You want some of that?
First hit's free.
Yeah.
And that's how it really works.
Yeah.
It's Vinny in here with you.
And Wayne.
We will return, not Wayne, but Toby will be joining us again tomorrow night. And, of course, we'll take your calls about whatever you want. And, Wayne, thanks for sitting in for Mark tonight. Appreciate it.
No problemo, amigo.
And we will see you again online tomorrow night. In the meantime, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.